you can see by the enthusiasm and passion of the folks that are questioning and answering here today. This hearing is the first and apparently the only one before a decision is made, and I think that's unfortunate. I think from everyone that you've heard testify today and through the questions, everyone feels that it's just not enough time. There should be more hearings. There should be more consideration for all the factors, including the workers, including safety, including the treatment programs that exist in a lot of these facilities that help folks not go back into prison once they're released. So there's a lot of factors to consider that, in my view, have not been considered. There's a lot of folks that need to be talked to or should have been consulted that have not been. And I think it's unfortunate that we're moving forward so quickly, and in 2 days there's going to be a decision made.
What would you like to see happen from that meeting?
Well, I'd like to see a delay in the decision. I think every facility that's on that list should have the opportunity to tell about their facility and why it should stay open. We should explore a lot of the safety concerns that were been brought up here and see how they affect everyone. We should be concerned about how the employees are going to be treated. We should be concerned about how the inmates who are in programs that are trying to get out back into society in a productive way, we should be concerned about how they're going to be treated and what's going to happen there. So it all boils down to a delay. You're not going to be able to save money you shouldn't be able to just save money by laying people off or reducing staff. It should have a lot to do with the reduction of inmate population. That should be the driving force. It doesn't seem to be. It just seems to be, let's get rid of personnel in Pittsburgh. That's $75 million that if they got rid of everybody so they can plug it into a new budget. I think it's the wrong approach. I think they're putting the cart before the horse, and we need to readjust that.
Now, in your district, speaking of your district, what do you think is going to happen in your district?
Well, I'm very concerned. We have the largest facility, the oldest facility. It's easy to say, we'll save $81 million and we're going to close that one down. It makes it easy for them. And so they get a big hit if that's what they're only concerned about is money. They can get a big hit out of Pittsburgh. But on the other hand, Pittsburgh has a lot of programs that help people. We talk about the opioid epidemic, and we have a treatment center there at the facility. What's going to happen to that? And so we have an oncology department there. No one else has that. The department themselves said it would be difficult to close Pittsburgh because of all the treatment programs that they have. But yet, it's still on the block. It's still being considered. So I think everyone should have the opportunity to vet their own facility, and we need to find out, safety wise, just what will happen if this goes through the way they have it set up right now.